is recording on Saturday, October 4th. Today I'm here with Teresa Hall, her sister Christina Green, and her nephew David Green. And they're going to do some readings for us from Teresa and Christina's mother, Sheila Sidley. Hello, Teresa. Thank you very much for talking to me and for the readings you're going to do for us. So can you tell me a little bit about your mother, Sheila?
My mother was born in the same town, Lynn, but it's still Cluckland, but this is West Cluckland, so she was born in East Cluckland.
Right.
So she had two brothers and three sisters.
So six children.
Her life was short, I suppose, growing up. They had cattle and sheep. There's be up on Cluckland Hill after the sheep. There's to put them in at the little shed there, just around. I suppose it wasn't after falling down as much. I suppose they had something to block the thing. There's to put the sheep in there, I suppose, when they were maybe shearing them or.
So her dad was a farmer. And
And they did their own, sure, everyone long ago. And he did a bit of fishing as well.
Right.
Small bit, not much. He had a boat himself and his brother-in-law,
right.
Mike Downey.
Okay. And your mother stayed on the island all her life, did
Yeah, she just came over the hill. Yeah. So,
what about
she was tall.
Okay.
Very, very shy. Very shy. She's very rarely she went to Castletown.
Okay.
Maybe
she just liked the quiet
she'd go
life.
For the regattas, all right, yeah. Maybe to the dentist. She went a couple of times to the dentist. Otherwise she didn't do any shopping. My father did shopping really.
Okay.
In Castletown, like.
Okay. And where did she meet him?
I suppose she met him here, you see. So
right.
Sure, I suppose they were going to dances maybe or
so maybe she wasn't always shy.
Maybe not. So anyway, she died at the age of 40.
But you do remember her? What, you were quite young then when she died?
Oh, I remember her well.
Yeah,
I remember her, right, yeah.
Okay, so she wrote about four pieces for the school's folklore collection.
Yes.
And we're going to do a selection of those today. Each of you is going to read one piece. And you've chosen riddles.
Yes.
And some of these are quite funny and quite apt even now. Some of them people now may not understand. But let's have a listen, Teresa.
All right. The first one is, as I went up a slippery slat, I met my Aunt Mary. She had an iron nose and silver toes. I tipped her in the middle and away she goes. So what is it? There's a gun.
I certainly wouldn't have got that, but anyway, not to worry.
Next one. It is broad in the bottom and narrow in the top and a stick in the middle playing hoppity hop. And that's a churn.
Like a butter churn.
Butter churn.
Yeah, okay.
We had a churn long ago, I remember that anyway. We used to make our own butter.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Next one. Aunt Mary behind the ditch. If you go near her, she'll give you the itch. And that's a nettle.
It's a nettle today, as much as it was
Everyone
then.
Used to go behind the fence long ago. So you would have to watch that you wouldn't...
Mind the nettles.
Mind the nettle. What makes a pair of shoes? Two shoes. It's under the fire and over the fire, but never touches the fire. What is that? A cake in a bastable.
That's a hard one.
A lot of people now wouldn't know what a
bastable
was.
Yeah.
It was a round pot, and you'd have fire underneath and fire on top.
Right.
And I could never get it right.
Okay.
Jack's father was Paddy's brother. What call had Jack to Paddy's mother?
I don't say the answer yet. Give people a little while to work that one out, because that is quite tricky. And what is the answer?
The answer is grandmother.
That's right.
And then the last one. The man who made it never wore it, but the man who wore it never saw it.
Hmm.
And that's a coffin.
That's it. Thank you very much, Teresa.
Right.
Those are great. Thank you. The next short essay we're going to hear is titled Storms, and this is read by Christina Green, who was Sheila Sidley's other daughter. Christina is a little bit younger than Teresa, and she was just 10 when her mother died. What do you remember about your mother, Christina? Do you remember very much?
I remember combing her hair. She
Oh.
had long black hair, and I was be trying to put it up in a bun unsuccessfully.
Okay.
But
Yeah, it's one of the
that's
big
one
memories you
of the big
have.
memories I
Yeah,
have, yeah.
that's a lovely memory. All right, let's hear about storms.
Storms. One of the greatest tragedies that ever struck the Irish people, and perhaps the saddest event in all Ireland's history, was the night of the big wind, which struck Ireland on the night of January 6th and 7th, 1839. Exactly 100 years ago, the 6th of January next, 1939. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon of January the 6th, a green cloud, as the old people described it, no bigger than a man's hand, appeared over Cork Harbour. It started with a little snow. The place got in darkness, and then started the big wind. Cork was the first in the path of the wind, as it is situated in the southwest. There was a ship near the pier called the Brig Henry, which was lifted clear out of the water, and a schooner called Eliza was put right up on the beach. All the boats in Cork Harbour sank, and all the lights went out, and no one could stir out. Even the livestock in the fields was picked up like feathers and hurled along for miles. The worst of all was the fire that broke out all over Ireland's towns, and villages were all wiped out. Not a soul could venture out with the cold and darkness. This dreadful scourge, Columbkill prophesied hundreds of years before that. The child in the cradle shall be rocked without the aid of human hands, and the water of the sea shall rise up and cover the land, and all boundaries shall be swept away, and no man shall know his own or his neighbour's fields. This was the scourge that struck the poor people.
Thank you, Christina. Lastly, I'm here now with David Green. David is Christina's son and Teresa's nephew and is the grandson of Sheila Sidley. And what are you going to read for us today, David?
Shipwrecks by Sheila Sidley. Lots of tragedies happened years ago around Bear Island shores and also shipwrecks. The people long ago used to go through great hardship and danger. There were no shops or flower stores in Bear Island, and the poor people had to go into small boats to Castletown for all their provisions, and they used to bring their fish to Bantry in small boats. About 80 years ago, a very sad event happened to five people coming from Bantry. Two women and three men were drowned. The boat was loaded with provision, and the night was so dark that they never saw the rock, which is called the Galla Rock, just to the east of Roncarrig Lighthouse, and to the west of it, the rock is called the Perch. Five ships went to the bottom, but there were no lives lost. And to the north of it is called the Dog Rock, where eight young men were lost about 50 years ago. They were going out with their fishing nets to fish all night, and one man was late to go with them, and they were not long gone from the shore when they were struck up on the rock. Another ship was wrecked to the south of Bear Island, and the name of her was the Joseph Howe. She was loaded with mahogany to Cork for order bound. In Foyle Dyke, Bear Island side, her destiny she found. There is a very nice song composed about it. All the crew were saved, only the little cabin boy was lost. They were saved by throwing ropes from the shore. This happened about 64 years ago.
Thank you, David. So thank you, all three of you, very much for meeting with me this afternoon and reading the stories that Sheila wrote almost 90 years ago. There is one thing you'd like to add, Teresa, that we didn't mention previously in relation to a huge event in your mother's life.
Yeah, we had a sister, Margaret Josephine, and she died at 10 months. So I suppose, well, it did have, of course, an effect on both my parents, because I did ask my father one time about her, and I didn't get any information. So
Was she older or younger than you?
she was younger than me, yeah.
Right, and older than Christina.
Yes,
Yes.
yeah. So what I did is I asked my neighbours, the O'Rourkes, and they told me that, I suppose, I don't know, did the girls or not? I suppose maybe it was the boys, James and Lawrence and John, perhaps. They brought her down, we call it the Cunnacan, going down from the house. There was no roads here that time. They brought her down in a white coffin, they told me.
And you don't know how she died or what was wrong with her?
What was it called that time? When they get a high temperature or something.
Oh, like a fever, convulsions.
Something or something like that, yeah.
Very sad, yeah. Isn't it? Your mother had
a simple thing that would be
treated now today.
Treated now, yeah.
Well, thanks for adding that, Teresa, because it fills in the picture.
Yes,
the
so there was three of us,
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.